But now let's go back to January 15th of this year for another event that captured our imaginations and captured the cameras of the TV networks and the heart-stopping moments for the people on board U.S. Airways Flight 1549, which landed not in Charlotte, North Carolina, but in the Hudson River, just miles from where it had taken off from LaGuardia Airport. We all know the hero, Chesley Sully Sullenberger. He's got a book out about it now, but so do the survivors. Miracle on the Hudson is the name of the book, and one of those survivors joins me now, Alex Magnus. Welcome to the Big 89 WLS.
Great to be with you.
I understand that you were sitting with a window seat right above the engines.
That's correct, seat 17A.
So you could see the birds hit the plane, is that right?
Didn't see the birds hit the plane, had managed to fall asleep shortly before takeoff. I'm a frequent flyer, but woke very quickly to an explosion in the left engine and screams about 10 rows up.
Now, before we talk about the actual landing, I've got to ask a question that I don't know that you've been asked yet, and I know it's a disgusting question, but I'm curious, and that's why I ask it. What did that smell like?
That was the smell, very unique, never smelled it before, so very hard to describe, but burning flesh and fuel and smoke.
The burning flesh of the geese.
Yeah.
Okay, how long from that moment where you woke up startled by that smell and the situation around you, how much longer after that were you in the water?
So it was only about a minute and a half to 2 minutes from explosion to impact.
And what did the crew tell you in that 90 seconds or so?
Nothing was said for a majority of that time until about 30 seconds or so right before impact. Captain Sully did come on the intercom, and he just said three words, brace for impact.
As a frequent flyer, had you ever heard those words before?
No, and I hope I never do again.
Tell me what the impact felt like.
The impact was like nothing I was imagining in my head as the plane was descending. I was thinking about the plane breaking into pieces, sinking, injury, hitting people, trying to get out. It was a very smooth descent when it hit. It was much like you might experience in a speedboat hitting a really bad wake.
Mm. All right. And at that moment, what do they tell you on board the plane then?
Nothing was said from where I was sitting. I was in the middle of the plane, so couldn't get direction from flight attendants who were in the front and the rear. But instinct kicks in very quickly, particularly because water was pouring into the fuselage at foot level and rising very quickly. It was to my knees. Before I unbuckled my seatbelt and stood, instinct and the yells of everybody in that cabin were, go, go, go.
And if you're in 17A overlooking the engines, is that an exit row?
Actually, I was 10 rows behind the exit row. On descent, I had chosen the right exit door in my mind as the place I was going to go if I got the chance. And that's exactly what I did. I had to go about 10 rows up in the aisle, and I went out the right exit door.
As you got out onto the wing, the ferry boats on the Hudson River came to you as quickly as possible, or at least that's the story that we heard and saw. In your mind, it probably was not quick enough.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a half an hour, and the records show that those ferries were to us in somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes.
Have you flown since then?
I have flown about 40 times since then. The first 10 times I flew were pretty rough. I'm getting more comfortable, but I definitely listen to more things now than I did before.
40 times in 9 months. You are a frequent flyer.
Yeah, I work for a big computer company in sales, so it keeps me traveling.
Have you had a chance to see Sully and the other crew members since then?
I have. Sully I've seen a couple of times and felt privileged to be able to give him a big bear hug and thank him. The passengers I see as frequent as once every 2 weeks, and we correspond almost daily.
Where do you see each other every 2 weeks?
This New York to Charlotte thing is big for business, so people from Charlotte are always coming to New York. I'm often going down there. Whenever that occurs, we let each other know.
So you said the first 10 times were really hard on you, but now 40 times later, when you get on board a plane, what do you think to yourself as you're rolling down the runway?
I am just very aware of everything now. The boarding process, the person taking my ticket, the people on the aircraft with me. It's like I'm almost preparing as I get on the plane. I sit down. I do, believe it or not, read the safety card now. I've kind of educated myself on the different planes, M88s versus A320s. So I'm definitely more vigilant in my flying than I ever was.
Are you married?
I am.
What did your wife say about you getting back in a plane?
She's been very understanding. In fact, she's the one, I think, more than anybody that kind of helped me get right back up 6 days later. She's been a great support to me.
Were you able to get your cell phone out on the wing and call her?
I tried to use my cell phone on descent.
In that 90 seconds, you reached for your phone?
Yes, I reached for my phone as the plane was going down, and I saw the tops of the Manhattan buildings and was frustrated. I couldn't get a signal, and my fat fingers wouldn't type fast enough, so I couldn't get a text out either, and obviously was cognizant I need to get into brace position. I did remember to take my cell phone with me as I was leaving the plane. I put it in my shirt pocket, but when I was wrestling a raft, trying to maneuver it to get into it, to safety, that phone fell into the Hudson River, so I ended up borrowing a fellow passenger's phone once I got onto the ferry to call my wife.
And what did you tell her? Honey, I'm on that plane you're seeing on your TV.
Yeah, we were like a couple of zoo animals. There was so much joy. She had been watching the entire thing play out on television and knew I was on that plane.
The book is called Miracle on the Hudson, the story of the survivors of Flight 1549, their extraordinary stories of courage, faith, and determination. Alex Magnus, thanks for sharing part of it this morning.
Great to be with you. Thank you.